So we are emotional people. We are meant to experience the ups and downs. Unless we feel the downs, we won't relish the ups so much. Our life will become monotonous. Yeah, this is not about becoming unemotional. What we are talking about is that emotions are a part of who we are. But if emotions become the whole of who we are, then they drive us out of control. Now, I was in New Jersey. I was speaking at a mental health care center and to the mental health care providers. And after that, some of them were talking with me. They said that the people who come there are quite elite people. So I met one person who was a double PhD. And he had been admitted there because he had applied for a grant and he couldn't get the grant, and another colleague of his who simply had a master's degree was given a grant. So he couldn't cope with it. So what he explained is that, so what I was discussing with, they were telling their experiences of how mental health problems can befall anyone. So then I was explaining over there that for all of us, our emotions trigger us towards certain responses. So there is situation and there is an emotional response. So all of us get angry. Things go wrong in our life and we become angry. Now, the emotion of anger is natural. And to some extent when we become angry, that indicates we care. Unless we care about something, we won't become angry. But anger can express itself at different levels. Some people become angry and then they just stop talking. They give the other person a silent treatment. Some other people, when they become angry, just become irritable. They talk in short, snappy words. Some people just explode. They want to tire. Just yelling and shouting and screaming. Some people...
Passion.
Passion, yeah.
As long as you don't follow.
As long as you follow. Now some people may go in worse and they become physical. They may start attacking somebody with weapons. Now, some people, especially in America, so some people may actually become not just physically violent, but if they have a gun, they will shoot someone at the gun. There are cases of road rage where somebody is driving a car and they are slow, they are stopping and somebody from behind honks at them. You honk this person, the person driving at you. Why do you think you're honking at me? Don't you think I'm a good driver? Just turn around and pick a gun and shoot. Case of road rage. Now, anger is a natural emotion, but its expression, when it just become irritable or we become silent, that's one level of expression. And when somebody takes a gun and shoots someone else, that's an entirely different level of expression. So, for all of us, when there are difficult situations, our emotions cause us to respond in some ways. Now, when the actions that we are impelled to by our emotions, if those actions are destructive to us or destructive for others, that is when people are said to be emotionally unbalanced. So, emotions are just natural. And we are all, actually emotions bring richness to our life. No doubt about it. But if emotions alone decide our actions, emotions may determine whether we take action. But emotions can't be allowed to determine what action we take. If something is, I see something wrong happening, I mean, that feeling of that revulsion, that anger, that may impel me to take action. But I also need to use my rational side to decide what action I should take. Otherwise, often the action I take may make things worse instead of better. It is said that words spoken in haste are regretted at leisure. So then I may get angry, and my anger may be genuine in the sense that there is a serious issue of concern. So if we identify with our emotions alone and make them the sole reality, that defines our actions, then we often may go in destructive directions. So there is two things. There is expressing emotions and there is repressing emotions. So some people think of spiritual means you just become unemotional. You repress your emotions or you desensitize yourself from emotions. No. What we're talking about is going beyond expressing emotions and repressing emotions to processing emotions. When I understand that I'm different from this emotion, but this emotion is here right now, and I acknowledge the presence of the emotion, but I evaluate the emotion based on merit, and then I act appropriately. So I give the example of cricket. I think India and Australia have a very famous cricket rivalry. So in cricket, say there's a team just fielding, and the fielding team appeals, the batsman is out. Now the umpire is meant to evaluate the appeals based on merit, not on volume. Just because the players appeal very loudly, that does not necessarily mean that the batsman is out. So similarly for us, our various emotions are like the appealing fielders. And we are meant to be like the umpire. And there are two words which are sometimes conflated in English as disinterested and uninterested. Disinterested means one who has no vested interests, one who is impartial. Uninterested means one who doesn't care at all, one who has no interest in the subject. Now the umpire in a cricket match, should the umpire be disinterested or uninterested? Disinterested. If all the players appeal and the umpire says, I was not watching the match. Then what are you doing on the cricket field? The umpire has to watch the match, and after watching the ball, the umpire has to evaluate the appeal based on merit. So we are meant to be like that umpire. And we can't be uninterested in emotions. We can't be unemotional. But we need to be like the umpire who is able to evaluate the emotion. So, if we see our emotions, they can come from three sources, broadly speaking. One is, the emotion may arise from the situation. The second is, the emotion may arise from our imagination. See, nothing has happened, but we think something has happened. We start becoming very angry about something. And the third could be, the emotion may arise from an unpredictable combination of the situation and the imagination. Something has happened, we imagine this must be like this, and then we get worried. So now, because our emotions can arise from the situation, but they can also arise from our imagination. So we need to be able to discern what the situation is and what the imagination is. That is the processing of the emotions. So if we think of spirituality as becoming unemotional, then spirituality will become very unappealing. Actually, spirituality is about experiencing those emotions which truly matter to us, or experiencing emotions in relationship to the things that truly matter to us. Experiencing a life that is in harmony with our values. Sometimes our emotions and our values, they don't work together. My value may be that I want to be a caring, responsible, loving person. But my emotion may make me angry, short-tempered, demanding. So now that emotion can interfere with a rich value centered life that I want to live. So that's why, if we are able to process the emotion, then we can understand the appropriate situation and act accordingly. And that emotion will lead us not only to a right action, but it also leads us to a richer life. Does that address what you're saying? Do you have something on your mind?